Good morning. Thank you very much for coming. The Secretary General and the President will give short statements. There will be no questions. Secretary General.
Mr. President, let me warmly welcome you on your visit to NATO headquarters. You have served your country for over 60 years. You won the Nobel Peace Prize for your role in the Oslo Accords, and you are a staunch proponent of peace and cooperation in the Middle East. Along with six Arab countries, Israel is an important partner of the alliance in the Mediterranean dialogue. The security of NATO is linked to the security and stability of the Mediterranean and of the Middle East region. And our alliance attaches great value to our political dialogue and our practical cooperation. Israel is one of our longest standing partner countries. We are faced with the same strategic challenges in the Eastern Mediterranean. And as we face the security threats of the 21st century, we have every reason to deepen our long-standing partnership with our Mediterranean dialogue countries, including Israel. We all know the regional situation is complex, but the Mediterranean dialogue remains a unique multilateral forum where Israel and six Arab countries can discuss together with European and North American countries common security challenges. I see further opportunities for deepening our already close political dialogue and practical cooperation to our mutual benefit. So I would like to thank you, Mr. President, for your visit today and for your country's support to our alliance. Mr. President.
Well, I really want to thank you for your very warm words and particularly for your very profound understanding of the situation in Israel and their security needs and trying to enable us to participate in the grand struggle to bring an end to terrorism in the Middle East and elsewhere. NATO was created in a different period, at the Cold War, when the problem was to defend Europe against other countries. But today, NATO became the organization that is really the major instrument to bring an end to world terror and enable the world coming to peace. I cannot imagine a peace in our times unless we shall stop terror. And I think the greatest organization to fight terror today is NATO. We feel part of NATO, though we are not a member of NATO. And we have had, not by our own choice, but experience how to handle terror. And I think it is possible. I think NATO itself has some impressive achievements in handling complicated situations from Afghanistan to Libya. And not that you want to conquer any land or to win any wars, but really to guarantee every human being individually and humanity collectively from being destroyed by the blind and indiscriminate acts of terrors. They don't have a policy, they don't have values, they don't have justice, they don't have respect for human life. So NATO is today an organization of humanity to bring an end to the terrorists who are killing innocent people all over the places and enabling peace to take its way all over the places. I think in the Middle East as well, it is terror which is the greatest obstacle to peace, more than anything else. And terror is not necessarily just between two countries or three countries. It's becoming the whole of all countries in the Middle East. As I said, we feel that you, as the head of NATO and your colleagues, are really trying to have a fair understanding and a good look how to relieve the Middle East from this danger and enable our people to come together. I do believe that you, namely all of us, will win. The world needs freedom and peace more than anything else. The lack of it is not only postponing peace, but creating starvation and discrimination and endangering the future of our children. So I came really, first of all, to thank you for your attitude toward Israel, for the cooperation that was established. And I think together we can do many things, us offering our experience that we have had together because of us being a target of terror, and also because you and us together would like to see peace in the Middle East, which I wouldn't give up hope. I know there is a great deal of skepticism, unjustified. In spite of it, I can see the light of peace winning and not in the faraway future. So again, thank you very much for it.
This concludes this press point. Thank you very much.
Yeah.